You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 AM on this Thursday, February 1st, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. And joining me today is Lori Capistran and Elaine Metzger talking about the Crookston Music League. And, well, ladies, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Enjoying the warm weather.
Excellent. And so there's the concert series that's going on right now. A couple of concerts have already taken place here earlier in the season. So let's firstly talk about how those first two concerts went and who performed and just everything about those couple of first events.
The first one we had was in October, the 21st, and it was Folk Legacy Trio. A group of, I'll say, older gentlemen, and I think they really wowed the audiences with the music and stuff that they played, and the songs were very familiar to the audience, and that just makes everybody like them.
And the second concert we had was pianist Charlie Albright. That was in November. He is phenomenal, just very, very talented. So I think everyone enjoyed the show. He put on a great, great performance and really involved the audience.
A really good variety of music there to start off the season. Was that by design?
We try each year. We visit about, I'll say, 30-some artists. And then depending on our budget and stuff, we try and get different genres of music. So they're not all classical, they're not all pop, but there's a variety in the season series.
And then there's going to be a performance coming up this Sunday.
That's right. And I guess the main reason we kind of wanted to come on Valley Talk was this is the first time in many, many years that we're having a matinee. So our concert starts at 2:30. So we just wanted to try and make sure that a lot of our members remember to come at 2:30 and not to come at 7.
As we are also joined by Steve Kruger from the Crookston Civic Music League as well. Steve, thanks for joining us as we're talking about the matinee event that's going to be taking place this Sunday.
Yeah, and, we had discussed it in the board meeting of because it has been quite a number of years. In fact, I don't remember any since I've been on there. Have it if it's on a Sunday. Have it in the afternoon, and you get done. Enjoy a nice concert in the afternoon and still have the evening to yourself and stuff. So, yeah, so it's worked out quite well. And I kind of do all the tech work as far as the shows go, meet up with them when the artists get here, get them all set up, whatever they need, get their dressing rooms for their dressing rooms. This will be an easy group. And stuff like that. Some of them get a little more involved, but and some of those bring their own sound people, so that's kind of nice because they know what the group requires and stuff like that too. So, yeah, no, it'll be nice to have an afternoon one. So,
well, especially with the weather being
this is a perfect way.
February?
To
spend. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
and no football.
Yeah. February going on April. As,
yeah, there we go.
It's going to be you and I who is going to be performing this weekend, and what kind of music are we going to be expecting out of this group?
It is violin and guitar, and they play a variety of folk music and classic and all kinds. A lot of the artists seem to do a little bit of everything so that, they're not just playing strictly all classical because a lot of people... Some people don't like classical, some people really like classical, but when you do different types, it appeals to the whole audience.
So, a little bit of background information on them. Do we have any as to, how long they've been doing this, how long they've been together?
As far as time goes,
it said they met in 2013 when they had both just moved to the United States. So one of them is from Korea and the other is from Germany.
Interesting mix. So that's always kind of fun, too, when when I am meeting up with them and they're asking about the area here and what they're learning on their travels and things like that and learn a little bit from them. some of their things and what's different. We get some time to converse, and so that always makes it kind of fun for me. You know, I'm kind of their first contact there, and discuss with them the different things that happen here. And I'm sure, you know, like a lot of them come in and go, man, it's flat around here. You know, what do you guys grow around here? I said, sugar beets. What's that? I said, well, you have table sugar. I said, some comes from cane. I said, sugar around here comes from sugar beets.
So. What's the most common thing that you hear from the artists, and then is there anything that's really stood out over the years that you've talked to them?
Sometimes it's the weather. I know we had a group here. I think most of them were from California or something like that, and they were all, you know, it was a little more like this, maybe not quite as warm, but we were in the upper 20s, 30s, and, you know, I was dressed kind of like this, and they were all bundled up, hoods, to, you know, tied up, and they... Wow, you know, it's cold. I said, yeah, well, this is nothing. I said, you could be here when it's 30 below zero, actual temperature. So, yeah, that's why it's always interesting to talk with someone, especially if they are from another country, too, and get kind of some of their ideas or their customs and things like that, too. So,
yeah, let alone talking to someone from California. I mean, we have a couple of performers this weekend that are from completely different opposite sides of the globe. And so it'll be interesting for you to maybe figure out how they met up, because one coming from Korea, one coming from Germany.
Yeah, that's always an interesting story, too. Yeah, how the groups got together or a pair or whatever and stuff like that. I mean, we get some of the artists are from here. Mm-hmm. But when they're like that, it's kind of interesting. So
again, this weekend, it's going to be you and I performing, and again, the time and the place where everything is going to be taking place at.
It's at the Crookston High School Auditorium, and we will be there right around 2 o'clock, so they can go in and have a seat, but the concert will start at 2:30.
So a matinee event on Sunday, very important to know, and is there going to be like public transportation that people can take to the concert?
Yeah, we have provided the bus service for many, many years. So if people are unable to drive or just don't want to drive, they can call the bus. I believe the number is
281-0700, I believe.
There you go.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. So they can do that before Friday probably, so they make sure that they've got a ride on the bus. Mm-hmm.
And again, it doesn't cost them anything. It's
correct.
The ride
correct.
Is free. We have sponsors, specific sponsors that pay for that bus and the driver, and so that's what's nice. If you're, you know, not wanting to drive or whatever, you can call that number, 281-0700, and get your name in there. They'll pick you up on Sunday.
And you want to do that probably before the weekend?
Yeah.
Is that the best time?
Today or tomorrow probably be a good idea, yeah, because I know they have a dispatcher, but, yeah, it's just there's more staff around to get a hold of. So
to really reserve your spot, make sure you do that either today or tomorrow on Friday the 2nd, as the concert will be on the 4th. And what are the ticket info?
Yes, if people haven't bought a ticket yet, they certainly can buy a ticket at the door. The adult ticket at this point is $45. So, and then they would have two other concerts they can go to, one on February 29th, which is Pop Rock Orchestra, and then March 16th is Cintiq Quartet. So they would have three concerts in total that they can use a ticket for.
Which is still a bargain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Still a bargain. And, I mean, $15. I mean, even just for the three concerts, $15. You can't hardly go to the movie for that, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you got some great entertainment. We've got preliminary for next. We've actually picked and got a preliminary schedule for next year now. So that's kind of nice. And we're going to have six concerts next year.
Yep.
Thank you, June Shaver.
Yes, we've been able to do a little bit more because of her graciousness with giving money to our organization, the Crookston Civic Music League. And I know there's at least 8 or 9 other organizations in town that also get the June Shaver monies that were, you know, that they are able to do wonderful things for the community, which is really great. So like next fall, we start out in September with Street Corner Symphony. That one is in September. And then in October, we have the Alliance Brass. And then in November, we have Boyd Meets Girl. And then we take a little break and come back in February for Duwar Rider. And then in March, Palo Sinachi.
Pretty close.
Yeah, don't know how to pronounce that one. And then our final one in April is Ernie Hazy. And we had him a couple of years ago.
Yep.
And
it's quite entertaining.
They will be back. Yeah. So I think we've got a good lineup for our next season. And yeah, six concerts. We're going to see how that works.
Yeah. And it works out. Yeah. Just one every month except for November, December, and January. We take the 3 months off for the holidays and whatnot, yep, and then back at it. So yeah, providing some great entertainment. You know, that's always kind of fun. We do that every year. We go through and the Allied Concerts presents their groups that they have, and we sit down for about 3 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And go through the schedule for the year and go through the various artists that they have. And, of course, a budget is all determined, too, about where we're going to – how much we have to spend. And that kind of helps form some things too, but then you got to work around schedules because their scheduling, as far as you may have a group that's available in the fall and then maybe in the spring. So you can kind of adjust the schedule and figure out what you're going to have there. But yeah, it gets to be kind of a shell game, shuffling around and figuring out. And once in a while we get someone say, well, gee, we got to change this one. But yet we want to keep them far enough apart so they're not on top of each other. And so Allied does a wonderful job. I mean, doing that and presenting to us and stuff. But, yeah, we spend quite a few hours, and then we vote on the groups that we like as he goes through and presents the videos to us and stuff like that. And that's always fun to see, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm always accused of two hands. Yes. Because a group I really like. Craig goes, no, you can't do that, Steve.
How often do you listen to the groups in advance that are presented to you guys before the voting process begins?
We can. I think this year we were able to do that, but, you know, it's always, I guess I always like to go in and kind of be surprised, you
yep,
know. And,
I do.
And not have a predetermined, but I know they had offered that to us this year when we, before the get to the meeting, and I didn't. I thought, no, I'll just wait till I get there. And of course, part of that is what the groups require for technically, so that's kind of where I come in there too and say, yep, no, that's fine. And we, like I said, we really haven't had any issues. We're pretty well stocked with our own equipment too to help out. But now a lot of these groups are traveling with their own sound tech, and that really makes a difference because then the group's more comfortable because they know their tech is got everything set up, and every place is different. I mean, they come here to our auditorium, and the auditorium is more for theater. It's not as hall sounding, so they can adjust their sound to that. But then they go to the next place, it's going to be totally different. So it's always nice when they got their own sound person because they're comfortable, a lot more comfortable too. So.
Well, that's one of the most common things you hear among artists that, you know, every theater is so different. So
yeah,
having that person that, you know, their right-hand man, if you will, that's got to be really comforting for the artist and probably for you, too, knowing that, you know, you can all work together comfortably, especially since you probably have a lot better idea of the theater than they do.
They do, yeah. And I know one year we did have a group here, and we must have spent an hour trying to get sound adjusted. And then I finally asked them, what are you trying to get? Well, they wanted that echo or that hall sound, and I said, I can't give it to you on this with this setup, you know. So yeah, that's, we've learned those things along the way too. I've learned a few things along the way too, but no, it's been good. And like I said, most of them now, you get the bigger groups, you know, with like a duo like this, they're pretty basic, you know, and we can handle what they need through our own equipment. So yeah.
And how important is it to have that sixth concert next season for the Music League?
Well, I think it's just a benefit to all of our ticket holders that we can have six concerts. We're going to see how it goes, if people like that. And then it also depends on our budget, you know, and the price of each of the concerts, if we'll be able to do it again.
Yep. We were able to. The budget allowed it this year, so we were able to work it out. And that makes all the difference in the world, so.
And then is there a website where people can find out more information, not just on the Music League, but the individual artists as well?
They can go to our, we do have a Facebook page, didn't you set one
we
up?
We do have a Facebook page, so you can search for Crookston Civic Music League to find the Facebook page. And then if you search for Crookston Civic Music League online, there is also a website that shows the artists that are coming and our ticket prices.
And they've got the information there that you can go on and click on that, and it will tell you, you know, what they are, kind of what their genre of music is and stuff like that, too. So we haven't quite got the new year, I don't think, is up yet.
They have a list of the artists out, but they don't have any dates yet.
Okay.
Still being finalized.
Yeah, so if you head over to the website, you can at least see the artists, kind of see like who they are, what they perform, where they're from, all that info on the website. And, of course, you can also see the concerts coming up for this season as well. Two concerts took place earlier in the fall. We've got one coming up on Sunday. Let's go over it one more time because, again, that's going to be a little bit of a time difference too.
Yep, so Sunday, February 4th at 2:30 p.m., you're going to see you and I at the Crookston High School Auditorium. We hope everybody comes out.
Yeah, be a nice concert. So.
Yeah, and they're interesting. They're from, you know, one's from Korea, and then the other's from Germany. And so that's going to be a really interesting mix to see them together and the way how they mesh on stage. And again, what kind of music are they playing?
A little bit of everything, classical and... you know, sometimes they'll surprise you, too, with some things that they may do a little more modern one in their, you know, in their version of it and stuff like that. That's always kind of fun, too. So,
and you can also set up a bus ride, too. Make sure you call ahead of time, either, you know, best days are today.
Today
know,
and tomorrow.
Thursday or Friday. Yeah.
281-0700. It's Tri-Valley Bus Transportation there. So 281-0700. Call them up.
Hey, who knows? It might be nice enough to walk there.
Well,
my goodness. If this keeps up, you can. the public transportation is excellent, but take advantage if
you
can.
That's right.
So that's going to be coming up. And then two more concerts later on, one later on in the month and then one in March, too.
Yep, and those will be at 7 o'clock. They'll be the regular 7 o'clock concert. But this Sunday's matinee, again, 2:30 this Sunday. So.
Yeah. And the doors open at 2?
Yes. The doors open up too. The artists, you know, and if they're ready, sometimes we'll open up a little earlier, but they come in and kind of warm up and get set and get an idea of the sound and things like that. And then, at 2 o'clock, the doors will be open, so.
All right, and then again, tickets, you can purchase them, and it's not just for this concert, it's for the other two as well.
Yep. Correct. Yep.
And then also on the website, too, that they can look to see who's also on the board. So if they have any questions or whatever and they know somebody, they can certainly call with their questions to anybody that's on the board.
Yep.
And is there any contact info, like a direct phone number to call, or is it just the individual phone numbers on there?
I think there's about 3 or 4 of us that have phone numbers on the website that they can call if they have questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, so again, you can just search the Crookston Civic Music League, and it will be the first link that you'll click. You'll find it, and it will have all the information there that you need. Anything else that you guys would like to talk about here as we wrap up our Valley Talk program?
Well, I think we're good. We'll just look forward to seeing everybody on Sunday afternoon at 2:30.
2:30, concert starts, 2 o'clock, the doors open, $45 for the tickets, and that gets you into not just this one, but the following two concerts as well.
Yep. All right.
Quite the bargain. So thank you very much for joining us, Lori, Elaine, and Steve. Thank you as part of the Crookston Civic Music League, and excited to hear about how the concert goes on Sunday.
All right. Very good. Thanks,
thank
Tyler.
You.
Thank you very much. As that was Lori Capistran, Elaine Metzger, and Steve Kruger from the Crookston Civic Music League. Again, You and I is going to be taking place this Sunday, February 4th at 2:30. Doors will open at 2 o'clock at the Crookston High School. And now